Interview with Mr. and Mrs. Bicker in Netherlands on the 8th of February 1996. Side A, Tape 1. Could you please tell me your full name?
Joan Natalie Bicker, B-I-C-K-E-R.
Where and when were you born?
I was born at North Fremantle on the 6th of January 1922.
What was your father's full name?
Francis Henry Blinko.
What was his occupation?
He was a foreman fitter at the Midland Workshops. He started off there as an apprentice when he was, you could say, 15 or 14. And he went away to the Great War. When he came back, he went to Midland and he worked there till he retired.
And so when was that? When did he retire? Can you remember?
I'd have to work that out for you. He would have retired when he was 60. No, he went till he was 65. And he was born in 1898. So at 65, and that would probably be 73, wouldn't it? I think Dad retired in 1963.
What was your mother's full name?
Maiden name, Amy Elizabeth Mainstone, M-A-I-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Please tell me something of your early childhood, such as where you grew up and where you went to school.
Well, from what I can remember, when we were two, we moved to Claremont. Prior to that, we lived in Fremantle, South Fremantle. Moved to Claremont and went to practicing school at the age of 4 and a half. And went there until fifth standard. And then I went down to Claremont Central School. But we used, you know, the Claremont practicing school. And that was really a wonderful school. Made lots of wonderful friends there. And my early childhood was very, very happy. With school, with the family, all things like that.
After you left school, where did you work, if you did work?
I worked at City Commercial College in the office for a while. And then I went to Walsh's as a secretary there. I didn't like that, but I had a nervous breakdown. And I left there and I had a holiday. And then I went to Otterwell's, who was a hotel broker. And from there, I went to RKO Radio Pictures. And I worked there as an accountant, office manager, bookkeeper, booker. It was all, you know, during the war. He did everything, yeah, until I was married.
And did that working involve travelling by train from Claremont?
No, not at all.
When you did travel by train, did you use any of the facilities at Claremont Railway Station, such as the waiting room?
Well, we would have used the waiting room and the toilet.
Whereabouts were the toilets situated?
I think as you go in the I'm sure there was a waiting room as you went in the entrance from Bayview Terrace there and round to the right. Would that be right, Will?
Yeah, I think it would be. Mm. I thought the toilet was right on about that station, but way down the end,
Well, they might have been, I could be wrong.
Right out of the out of the area, right down.
Could you please describe what you saw when you were standing on the station platform, such as with your fire buckets or plants or whatever on the station? Can you remember anything of that nature?
I can't remember plants. I think there were plants away from the station, down, maybe either end, but to the right, like, as you go and look, right down there, but I don't think there were any plants on the station. There would have been fire buckets hanging on the wall as you went into the this is on the platform that would go to, you could say, Fremantle, because to go to Perth you had to go up over the bridge and on the other side. But there would have been fire buckets on the wall. I can really just about see those quite plainly. And all I can remember is seeing the train lines. You know, and the trains would come through while you're waiting and you'd hear rattly, rattly, clickety, clack. That used to fascinate me.
Can you remember any water bags actually on the station, or some of the hoardings, the advertising hoardings? Can you remember anything of that?
No, I can't really. No. I do know that they used to fill the water bags when we used to go up to the country. I used to see them filling the water bags, but I can't remember anything about Claremont Station.
Did you use the train for anything other than perhaps going to work or going into town? Did you use it for leisure activities?
Yes, we used to go up to Armidale, take our lunch up there, and we used to go to Darlington, because I had my grandmother had a house up there, and then she had a weekend cottage, and we used to go catch the train there and go through to probably Perth, where we probably changed, and then went up to Darlington, and then we'd go just so far along to Darlington, and then we'd walk the rest of the way, because it was about half a mile, you could say, from the station, but up in the hills. We used to walk along the railway line there, and we used to go to an aunt of mine that lived in a country place called Poppadinning, and we used to catch the train to go through to Perth, to catch the train there to go up the great down under the Great Southern Line.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember going anywhere else, I don't think, on the train. We possibly went to Fremantle a few times.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever use it to visit friends along the railway line?
When I was at school, I had friends that lived in West Leaderville, and we used to go up to see, I used to go up there to see her, and another one that lived in Shenton Park, and I used to go there to see her. They both lived, within walking distance of the train. And as for going to Perth in the train, I don't think we ever did to any great extent, because we lived close to Stirling Highway, and we caught the tram first of all, and then the trolley bus.
Did you ever use the train to perhaps go to Fremantle?
Mm-hmm. Occasionally, mm-hmm. Yeah. My grandmother used to take me out. She used to live with us a fair bit of the time, and we used to do things together.
Mm-hmm. When you were sort of travelling on the train,
mm-hmm.
What type of people used to catch the train with you? Were they from all walks of life, like professional people, mums with children, or working class, or was it a broad spectrum?
I think it was a broad spectrum of people, really. In those days, you didn't think about people being working class. You know, that wouldn't have entered my head.
Mm-hmm. I believe your father used to use the train very frequently, is that right?
Yes, he did. He went to work on it every day of his life. There's a train that left Claremont called the Rattler that used to go to Midland, and he used to leave home every day at 6 o'clock on the dot, and he used to walk to Claremont station and catch the train. The Rattler used to come through at 6:20, and he'd go to work on that, and when he came home he'd come back on the same train, and he used to walk home from the station. As he got older, he used to walk down and get the trolley bus to come home. And when he got older than that, we used to go and pick him up. Either Mum did or I mm-hmm. did. But he used the train every day of his life.
And would he sit in the same seat all the time? Or
and with the same people. Oh, yes. Same. I'm sure. Because we used to hear, you know, tales of what went on in the train and talking and what have you. I can't really remember those, but they, you know, they used to have the same people, and they really formed quite a friendship with the people that travelled in the train. Because actually they all worked at Midland, well, that's in some capacity. Yes. Yeah. We were kind of brought up with trains. And, you know, to my mind, the train was a train. It was just the ants' pants.
Did your mother use the trains very much?
Not so much, no, because if she went anywhere, really, she used to, you know, go by tram or trolley. And Mum, at that stage, Mum wouldn't have walked down to the train to catch a train. No.
When you used to catch the train, did you ever really get to know the station personnel much?
No.
Did any of your friends used to use the train much?
Only the ones from school. They see a lot of the children, this is in high school now, because I went to Claremont Central School. The ones from school used to catch the train down to the school. And the one that used to come from Cottesloe or Shenton Park, West Leadville or Seabee, somewhere like that. But that's really about the only way I'd connect the train with my friends.
I've heard about funeral trains passing through Claremont Railway Station. Do you remember any of those?
Funeral trains. Funerals of notable people or ordinary people?
Just ordinary people, yeah. All notable people.
I haven't been in recollection of that. You see, in our day, funerals weren't discussed in the family, and children and women didn't go to funerals, and if ever Dad went to a funeral, it was almost, you could say, most unusual, because it was family people, you know, members of the family when they died, and I don't remember funeral trains at all.
Can you remember if much use was made of the Claremont Railway Station by the local businesses in Bayview Terrace?
How do you mean businesses?
You know, for the goods and services like travels or Even Olsen's, the paper people.
No, I don't know about business, but I know that there was always a goods van on the train, and you know they used to send parcels used to come to and fro on the mm-hmm. station. Any specific people, I wouldn't know. I know it was always a great, if should a parcel should be coming from somewhere for us, it was great to go down the train and say, had it arrived? Sometimes it hadn't, sometimes it hadn't.
Do you remember if the post office would have made much use of the trains with their letters and parcels? I've been told there used to be a trolley or a cart that used to run between the two places.
Yes, well, I would say, I was just going to say, I can't remember the trolley, but I would say that the post office did use it. Because, yes, I would say so.
Do you remember much about the buses that used to run between the station and the mental asylum?
No, only that they used to leave from the other side, and it was a white bus, and that's really about all I can remember about that.
What about Mr. Williams, the...
Oh, he's an old darling. When we used to go to the country for our holiday, he used to come down and pick us up. Our train used to leave just after Dad's, and we'd all go down in the horse and cart, in the cart, and it was great fun. We used to think that was wonderful, to get in this horse and cart. That's about all I could remember really, but I mean, whenever we were going away, we'd say, oh, goody, we're going down in the cart. Mm-hmm. We called it a cart in those days.
And did parents ever use Mr. Williams to deliver goods from the railway station to the home?
I don't think so.
During the war years, can you remember much about the troop trains that used to pass through Claremont?
About the only thing I can really remember is seeing them. Because I didn't go over that part very often. But I mean, when there was a train coming through, word used to get around, and we used to go over and wave to the boys. But I really can't remember a great deal about that.
Can you remember at the railway station if there were any major alterations over the years done to any of the buildings or the footbridges?
No, I can't really.
What about Royal Showtime? Can you remember the traffic and the passengers and what it was like?
Oh yes, it was all great fun, Royal Showtime. You'd see the trains come down and be full of people, and because we were within walking distance of the Royal Show, so we didn't travel by train then at all. And it used to be great to see the people pouring out of the train, because they used to have to walk from Claremont. They didn't have that station at Lock Street, and now the other one now, of course. But they used to get off at Claremont and walk. But that's about all I can remember about that.
Can you remember much about the cattle and the sheep and the machinery that used to come in, or was that too far away?
I can't really remember so much about cattle. I can remember the goods trains, but I can't remember specifically things coming down to the show. I suppose the machinery came by train, but I don't remember seeing it being unloaded or loaded or any such thing.
Can you remember any accidents that might have occurred at Claremont Railway Station? Reading about it in the newspaper or from people?
Well, not really specifically. I could remember the one where the train ran off the rails, you know, Swanbourne Way.
Can you remember in later years Olson's kiosk at the railway station?
Oh, the paper. Oh, yes, I can remember them selling papers and magazines there. It used to be, again, we didn't really use that.
What types of trains can you remember passing through the station, such as steam trains, diesels? Can you remember the whole lot during your day?
I remember the steam trains. Mm-hmm. I used to love the smell of the smoke. I could remember the diesels and the Garrett engines, because Dad was in charge of building the Garrett engines for the railways. And when I think of the trains, diesels I don't like. All I can think of is the beautiful steam trains. To my mind, they're trains.
Perhaps you can tell me a little bit more about the Rattler train that you mentioned before.
Oh, as it goes over the lines. I used to love, and you used to try and make up sort of songs and rhymes and things to go with the noise of the train. I can remember when we used to go up the country, you used to put our heads out and have a look, and you'd get dust in your eyes, and you'd put it back and you'd think, awful, what did you do that for? Actually, when I think of trains, all I can think of is the steam trains, the smell of the smoke, and the coal dust you used to get in your eyes. And it was a real thrill to go on a train. It was like a new world, different world.
What about the toilet on the train?
Well, they didn't have those around Claremont stations. That was only the country ones.
Yeah.
Do you remember any of the youngsters of the suburb going to the railway station? Was it ever a gathering point, can you remember, for the local children of the suburb?
No, I can't remember it being a gathering point for the local children, but I can remember that my sister, when she was 5, and Mick Gafer, who lived at the back of us, they ran away from home together, and there was a great shamozzle because we couldn't find them. And we found them sitting down at the railway station watching the trains go by. So that caused quite a stir in the families, because children didn't run away from home in those days. But I think my sister Pat and Mick would have got up to anything. They were in Bayview Terrace at one stage, and Mr. Gayford had taken them down to Cordon's, you know, the shop there. And they were sitting in the car, and he had a Fiat car, and the little devils let the brake off, and it ran down Bayview Terrace and over and came to roost outside the council chambers. You couldn't imagine that happening these days. It would have been cleaned up, but that's what happened to them. And their visit to the train.
During the war years, can you remember anything of hospital trains passing through the station?
Only that they did. Yes. It's only that they did. I can't really remember any details about it.
What about I've heard mention that POW trains used to pass through as well. Do you remember anything about those?
No.
What do you remember about the peace trains that brought the troops home? Do you remember anything about that?
I cannot even remember going down and sort of waving them along the line or being anything like that, because I had Julian and like a daughter. And I can't really, she was a baby, and I can't really remember the peace trains coming through, no.
In later years, did you use the trains very much?
Not a great deal, because only perhaps as a fun thing, because as I say, we lived up this end of the town, and close to the buses and the trams, and we didn't really use them a great deal. I mean, if you were going to Bones, as it was then, you'd catch the train and you'd go up that way, and then perhaps you'd come home by bus just for something different to do. But we didn't really use the trains a great deal. The main thing I can remember about the trains is Dad going to work every day and getting up at this early hour. And as soon as he's gone, I used to get up. And when I was studying, I used to study, because that was my alarm clock.